Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, good morning here. This morning is July 1st morning. Darn, summer's. The year's halfway over with, and summer will soon be halfway over with, and the Bayway is still backed up.
And 115 million people are experiencing summer.
Isn't that the truth? But anyway, we're happily here this morning, rise and shine. The Sunday before the 4th of July, which is probably one of the biggest barbecue days, grilling days of the year. And got in the studio today. Stu's not here today, but I got David Calmetti here.
Good morning.
And Coasting? Is it Coasting Magazine? I always get it mixed
up. Alabama Coasting.
Alabama Coasting Magazine. And this guy's involved in a lot of different things. And I thought I was busy. I get tired just standing next to this guy with all the things he has going on.
But, we usually come in here to rest, David.
Yeah, take naps.
Yeah. Well, you know, sleep's overrated.
Yeah, but of course it is. Stu did say he was going to call in. Stu went to New Orleans, and
I saw that.
And had dinner at Emeralds last night, and maybe we'll get a report from him. But I think we're supposed to have the Cheese Cottage call in today.
That's great.
And I was hoping they'd come in.
Yeah.
But you know, that's doesn't always work out that way. But. Yeah, I'll give them a call in, and I have not had the pleasure to go by there yet, and I live downtown.
I've been by there.
That's all it.
But done. I haven't. I've been, as I said, I run so much, I haven't had a chance to stop.
Yeah.
But I did go. I did have some samplings. They did kind of an open house early on.
Yeah.
So it's is it a stuff. Place where you just go buy your cheeses, or it's a restaurant too?
It's a cafe as well.
So they serve
really there. Nice menu, sandwiches, obviously cheese-oriented menu.
Nice selection of wine and cheese, and you can't ask for anything better. Maybe some foie gras.
If you're a cheese fan, it's the best place in the town.
There's always a good crowd of people there every time I drive by.
And I guess today is they're open. They'll be open for brunch today because of the old Mobile Antiques. Monthly auction. When they do their monthly sales, and Cheese Cottage opens for Sunday brunch.
I know, man. I've driven by there when that's been going on, and it looked like the Rolling Stones were in town, and the people were just cars were everywhere and people everywhere.
That's going on today.
I think their auction is this. Yeah, I think it's this weekend. Yeah, it's once a month, and it's usually the first weekend of the month because today's the first. I saw a post on it, and I believe it was today. Mm-hmm. If it's not today, it's next weekend.
Yeah.
But they'll tell us.
We can probably pull it up on Facebook.
And that's downtown somewhere?
Yeah, on St. Louis Street. Old Mobile Antiques Gallery, which used to be on the service road.
Mm-hmm.
They relocated this year to an old automobile warehouse or showroom. It's beautiful. They did a fantastic job.
There was a lot of automobile showrooms there up and down St. Louis.
Yeah, it's called Automobile Alley, I think is what they call it.
Well, I think they're going to rename it IT Alley.
A
boulevard because of so many tech companies going in there, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Well, you wouldn't even recognize it. They've gone in there and renovated all those old buildings and what people had. Well, some of them stood abandoned forever and not abandoned, but just empty. But
I worked to
look great.
I worked at Channel 5 when they were down there on St. Louis Street, right across from the federal courthouse.
Well, I think they're using them for a warehouse right now while they build the federal courthouse, the new one, the new federal courthouse.
Well, old Channel 5 building's gone.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah, it's gone.
The bulldozer. I thought it was still standing.
They also just announced that the archives building where they hit the paper storage building is going to be converted into first floor retail and residential, about 30 apartments.
Wow.
Getting a lot of apartments downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need residents down there.
Need some grocery stores.
And when I come out of my neighborhood on the Water Street, they've got that big condo complex they're building. It's coming right along, too.
Well, it's catch-22 with the grocery stores. You can't get the grocery stores until you get the people, and you can't get the people until you get the grocery stores.
Well, right now you got Greer's.
And they're doing a really nice job.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
is that the one on Broad and Government?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure is.
And there keeps there talk about some specialty markets coming in, but it's I think when you get that those apartments across on Water Street finished, mm-hmm. you get the old City Hall building that's going to be converted into residential.
Yeah.
Right there in Detaney. Yeah, that's going to add some mass and it's going
to
get close.
And not to take anything away from Greer's, but it'd be nice to have a little local market. Not that they're not. They are certainly local for over 100 years now in the market.
How's the produce market going down at Cathedral Square? Have you been yet?
Well, yeah, see, that's just certain times of year.
Oh,
that's
I know that. Round. It's an outdoor thing.
But if you could get one of those markets like they got in the big cities where you got just really upscale – with a nice deli, you can get some really great cuts of meats and really great slices of cheeses. Not to take anything away from the cheese cottage, but with the wine aisle and stuff like that, because you have a certain class of people that live downtown.
What is that in New Orleans? Central Market or something like
Central
that?
Central Grocery, but the,
yeah.
Well, the other thing
but
about
those are small
about a boutique grocer is if it's on St. Louis Street, mm-hmm. so many people that. Work downtown and live out west, go out St. Louis Street.
Headed
so it's
home.
A great place to get a grab and go, mm-hmm. Have them fix a nice dinner and you take it out with you or shop on your way out of town,
yeah.
on your way back home. So,
and you grocery store come developers. You the, also move, got the move is in the right direction.
You also have all the Midtown people that would probably support it as well.
There you
but
go.
We're trying to get a lot of residents downtown, and it's coming along. I see a lot of new places available for rent. They've converted into apartments and lofts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, what's going on in anything new that you want to talk about?
Well, yeah, I got a call the other day. You know, I'm very involved in the World Food Championships mm-hmm. as the state partner for them. And we're doing events all over the state. And I get a call as I'm driving over to Fairhope the other day and couldn't quite understand her. I thought it was a sales call. And then as I started listening, she said, well I'm with ABC and we're developing this new program and got your name from the World Food Championship folks. And so she sent it to me and I posted it on our Facebook page. They're doing a casting call now for a new show called Family Food Fight.
It's sounds like my family.
It's got to be a competition. It's three or four family members. They can't be professional chefs. They got to be home cooks, but they've got to be willing to compete. Actually, it's a $100,000 ultimate prize, so it's something to work for. But all three or four have to be family members, and they have to have some skills in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. How does that tie into you and South Alabama?
It really doesn't, other than my food sport connections, and so I pass it on to all those folks. We've had judging, and I'll put it on our Facebook page.
They're not coming here to film the show.
No, and as far as I could tell from asking her directly, there's not a commission in it for me either. So, or a finder's fee. So,
well, that kind of kills the incentive, except for the fact that you like to promote.
Well, and actually, I've
and it will pay for itself in the long run.
I've identified a perfect family. She is a very accomplished foodie and does recipes and her grandma's recipes and stuff. Her sister is a gourmet, bit of a food snob.
Mm-hmm.
Her brother cooks rustic Cajun stuff and uh-huh. gumbos and things. And then she's got a nephew who is into experimental type cooking. So, and they've got a bunch of personality in it. So I sent her that and I said, you got to apply for this. So hopefully they will.
Okay.
But it's kind of, it's this whole food sport thing is really evolving into a significant movement. There beyond just the World Food Championships, it's all these other little things. There's a mac and cheese festival and cook off in Birmingham in September. Which will be kind of a fun little thing.
Wow.
So there's all derivatives beyond the big World Food Championship, which we're excited about. We've got an event scheduled for the end of September. It's going to be at the Ford of Mobile, and we'll be able to announce details this week on that. So,
cool. Man, that's cool. That's cool to know.
It'll be a restaurant chef competition with local restaurants.
Okay.
So we're it's kind of fun stuff.
Well, Stu and I have been wanting to put something together too.
We've talked about that.
Yeah. Hopefully we can get that rolling here soon. I think it'll be pretty good for our area.
You know, there's not much more Alabama than food and sport. So
there you go.
Eating and fishing.
Eating and fishing. That's it.
Okay.
Nothing wrong. And you can sometimes combine that into one deal.
You can.
Yeah.
You can. There's a kayak fishing tournament coming up in August.
Oh yeah.
I have a friend. She competes regionally in those, and she's won a bunch of trophies, bluefish.
Yeah. So.
All right, folks, we got to go. Give us a call at 343-0106. Share what you want to with us, or just call in, make some comments, or you can just, if you don't like the show, then.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything at Alice's Restaurant.
Radio station contests are everywhere, but some are better than others. Now through Tuesday, register at Goldfingers on Dolphin Street and in Saraland. You could win a $50 qualifying prize, plus a 1 in 5 chance of winning the grand prize, including the best chicken fingers for you and your friends, as well as a Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch, a 2-week 4-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor, an inshore fishing charter from Gray Gulf Charters, better on deck chairs and table from Old Time Feed, and a Liberty Pet Boy Junior safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. A grand prize showcase valued at nearly $5,500. Details at fmtalk1065.com and our Facebook. Local business, local winners from your local hometown radio station. Register now through Tuesday at Goldfingers on Dolphin Street and in Saraland for the Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 106.5.
This is Ronan McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our DJ on Friday and Saturday nights starting at 10. Try our brilliant Blarney Burger, unforgettable Irish potato salad, homemade bread pudding, or it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. Non-smoking inside, but we have a lovely patio with big screen TVs where you can enjoy all the sporting events. Every Sunday at 6 in the evening we have a traditional Irish music session which attracts musicians from New Orleans to Seaside, Florida. Happy hour is 3 to 6 daily, so be sure to check out our website at www.mcsharries.com for specials. Come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharries Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama. You can't miss us, we're the ones with the big leprechaun over the door. 101 North Bancroft Street on the Eastern Shore, 990-5100, McSharries Irish Pub.
This is NHRA Funny Car Driver Courtney Force. Time to head to Advance Auto Parts for low prices and tons of free services. We offer free battery, starter, and alternator testing and free battery installation with purchase. Plus, Speed Perks members earn up to $20 in rewards. Don't miss out. Visit an Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts store near you today. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
You wouldn't go on a trip without knowing where you're going. Retirement is the same. That's where the Retirement Peace Roadmap radio show can help. Join host Don Moore for the latest on retirement, tax, and legacy planning. Sunday afternoon at 2 here on FM Talk 106.5.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
This is Chef Tawny Carter from the Prop and Gavel in Monroeville, and you're listening to The Sip and Chew.
You know, people don't realize how many things are so close to the Mobile area you can go do in a day's time. And Monroeville, Alabama is such a unique place. And
yeah.
When I was in pharmaceutical sales and I go up there, my rotation was every 3 weeks. But, you know, every 3 weeks when I went to Monroeville, I went to the courthouse. I kept going back every time and just walk around the square when the doctors are all at lunch and they don't want to be bothered with, you know, drug reps and all that, detail guys and ladies. And I'd go to the courthouse. And it's such a neat little place to hang out at. And there are hundreds of thousands of signatures of people from all over the world that have come there to see this famous courthouse. And there's a marker there where Truman Capote used to live, a house. All there are just the pillows that the house rested on.
Yep.
But he's got a marker there. And I think a lot of his characters came from his cousins that lived in Monroeville. But, you know, if you're looking for a little day trip, that is cool. And
have you ever been to the play?
I have not, and I've always wanted to go, but it's always being shown after the fact. You know, I would love to go see it. Yeah,
yeah. I don't know, remember the time of year. I think it's in, is it in April maybe or October? It's in spring.
I hope it's
or fall.
Not June or July.
No, it's in the spring or fall. It really is. It's a small town mm-hmm. play. The guys that play the various characters have been doing it for years.
Yeah,
and are growing into it and doing other parts. But it's just. It's very small town. Really mm-hmm. a great evening. You know, it makes for a little bit of a long drive home. That you know, but
yeah.
But it's not. You don't get the interstate to Monroeville.
No, you got to go through URI.
Yeah,
I made that trip a lot of times, and every third week. And I remember driving up there because I just go ahead and spend the night because I had all those other little towns call on. But what was so neat is when you go up there and during cotton fields are real full and it's nighttime and the moon is really bright shining across, it looks just like you're going across snow at night, and it's got a blue hue to it. You know,
we did a couple of bus trips up there where you get a group together, rent a bus mm-hmm. and a driver, so then you don't have to, then you're covered for the evening.
Yeah, but anyway, it's not only that place. It's me and my girlfriend last week. We went to Ocean Springs, just hung out for the day, and it was a lot of fun. It's a regional thing, you know.
Right.
Trying to support, and there's so much. For those who don't know, Ocean Springs is like Fairhope but smaller, and it's
a little more beachy.
A little more beachy, artsy, it's artsy just like Fairhope, and
it's
a beautiful town.
It has that same feeling.
Kind of same feeling, and there's a lot of bars and restaurants all down the road there on Government Street. And
did you eat anything special while you were there?
We went to Huck's over in Gauche.
Yeah.
And I used to have fun with that one. I had people from out of town, and I said, look at the name of that town. Tell me what it says. Get them to try to pronounce it to me, and they always got it wrong.
Yeah.
Gauthier.
It's
a fun little town to have fun with.
Yeah, exactly.
But, we went to Huck's. That was pretty cool on the bayou and moss draped trees. And I miss those kind of things. And
yeah.
Love that kind of stuff. Just we're trying to do things that are simple, a day drive, and – it's a lot to discover and see along our beautiful coast.
Well, I would recommend mm-hmm. a trip up to Bala Battery.
Yeah.
It's a nice short little trip.
And yeah.
You either got the lighthouse or mm-hmm. you've got Catalina.
There you got that.
Two
yeah.
outstanding casual family.
What's the barbecue restaurant. Place there?
I don't. It just opened and it's
down
to be,
south. I think it's called down south. Jerry Edwards, who was the pit master at the Brick Pit, is there now.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah,
and yesterday was his birthday. I'm sorry I didn't get to come to your party, Jerry. Happy birthday!
And
belated
of course,
birthday.
This week is the Grand Bay Watermelon Festival.
Oh yeah,
which I'm going to try to get to this year.
Oh yeah, that's
Talk
right.
About a small town festival with they have watermelon queens and all of that, but great all you can eat watermelon, which is really kind of fun.
It's that time of year, isn't it?
It is. It is.
It is that.
And I saw your nice little dessert dish you did with watermelon.
Wasn't that neat? I impressed myself.
You were so crafty.
I didn't even have to go on Pinterest to look at that.
How do you learn how to do that. How do you cut it around with that jaggedy edge?
You know, it turned out with a knife. I noticed, did a jaggedy edge. And when I got all the way around to the other side, it was perfect.
See, mine would have a fourth of a cut.
Mine would be wandering. Mm-hmm.
What was the hard part was digging the melon out and trying to still have little squares, bite-sized squares.
Scoops?
Well, I didn't do that. And I didn't want to spend $6.99 on a melon baller that I would only use one time. It's like a zester, you know. How many times you use a zester? But I do have a zester now.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay. But anyway, we've had a And speaking of, you know, Watermelon Festival, you know, this is the week of the 4th.
Yep.
And it's going to be a lot of grilling out there. And of course, everybody's going to be posting all their grilling stuff. Now that I'm on Instagram, I just got on Instagram finally. I'm sure there'll be a lot of stuff with that on there.
Yeah, I am not on Instagram yet, but I'm supposed to be.
Well, doing what you do, you should be.
Alabama Coasting is on Instagram.
Yeah.
But I'm not, and I should be, but I get so much of that stuff anyway.
Well, we need to have our show on there as well. And
you're doing you're taping the shows now? Are you posting the shows online now?
Yeah, Stu is.
Stu is. Okay.
Stu is on podcasting or iTunes or something.
Yeah.
I don't do that part. I am not too. It's taken me this long just to be on Instagram.
Well, yeah.
And how long has Instagram been out?
A few years.
And I still don't get it. I don't get it. I'm too old to get it, I guess. But this is the 4th of July week, even though it falls in the middle of the week. But, you know, the big question has been, do you celebrate it the weekend before the 4th or the weekend after the 4th? You know, when you really get the family together and
yeah,
do stuff like that.
And it's going to be interesting to see whether there's any productivity at all this week because it's on a Wednesday. So yeah. People will start signing out Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and as you said, half of them will take off the Monday and Tuesday, and then the other half will take off the Thursday, Friday.
Right.
And,
right. Our national production goes down.
Yeah.
This week. So, anyway, I hate that it's, you know, in the middle of the week like it is, but we don't have any control over that. But what do you plan on doing for the 4th?
I'm going to try to make it up to the Watermelon Festival this year. I'm going to do that. And then they've got, there's a couple of great options, or several great options for watching the fireworks in Mobile.
Yeah.
The Golf Quest is going to have a ticketed event where you can go in with beer and wine and stuff. Of course, the Renaissance Riverview. And then this year, the Battleship is having an event on the Fantail, so you can
on the battleship and
watch. So, I mean, those are kind of fun little things where you don't have to get too involved in the traffic side of life.
Well, I'm going to Hank Aaron Stadium. We've been going every 4th of July, and a buddy of mine rents a suite there, and we stay for the fireworks show.
Yeah.
And and anyway, he provides all the food and beverages, and we have a good time.
That sounds like that. And of course, our good friend Chef Steve Zucker will be serving dinner at Dolphins, and there's the best view in town. Too.
That is the best view in town. It sure is. Yeah. No denying.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what it was like to be there the other day when that storm rolled through?
Yeah, I was up there when the I didn't see that one, but I was up there before when storms had come through. And when it was the Bienville Club, we were up there. We had a big Valentine's Day party the night that the ship broke loose.
Oh,
that
was fun.
That was a view. Hey, look, the ship's leaving. Oh, wait,
it's headed for the docks.
Hey, Charlie, we got I see we got our friends from the Cheese Cottage online. If we can get them to hold on for a second through the break. We wanted to talk to them.
Oh, great.
And so if they'll hang on through the break, and then when we come back from the break, we'll...
And we can find out whether they're open.
Bring them up and see what's going on with them. I'd love to know the story, the whole story, why they wanted to do it, why they did it.
It's a great story.
I can't wait. Fondue. I want to bring it back.
Well, it tried twice in Mobile on Airport Boulevard. It didn't work.
I think that was an ownership issue and less of a... restaurant issue.
Wasn't there one on Azalea Road too, close to the airport?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't do fondue.
I have not fondued. I fondoed it.
I'm not fond of do.
I fondued back in the 70s, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of that fondue's still around.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
some of it. Are we almost on time for a break? At my house.
Well, this is what I think about fondue.
Take that away from him, David.
It's your fault.
I know. I shouldn't have showed him.
Ever. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today. High temperatures will be around 90 degrees. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And for Monday, showers and thunderstorms with high temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The new 2-for-4 mix and match breakfast at Hardee's means you get two of our breakfast favorites for $4. Choose from the Frisco breakfast sandwich on buttery toasted sourdough or made from scratch biscuit sandwiches like the sausage and egg biscuit or the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. And 2-4-4 isn't some kind of secret code to get the deal. Just two sandwiches for $4. No password. So go hard at the Hardee's with the new $2-for-$4 mix and match breakfast.
For limited time at participating restaurants, text on included.
Paid for by a committee to elect David Northcutt, P.O. Box 515, Montrose, Alabama, 36559.
Well, the state senate election's coming soon.
And the two choices couldn't be more different.
I agree. I can't vote for Chris Elliott. Chris Elliott supported Build Baldwin Now. You know that property tax increase the county commission tried to pass a couple of years ago.
The one the voters rejected?
That's the one. And Chris Elliott received over $250,000 from Montgomery Special Interests, the same special interests that want to restrict gun rights and support Common Core. Now, they want to raise our gas taxes by 12 cents a gallon.
Baldwin County is taxed enough. I could never vote for Chris Elliott. That's why I'm supporting David Northcutt.
Me too. David Northcutt has pledged to not raise our taxes.
David Northcutt will shake up Montgomery and fight for us. That's what he's already done.
Anyone that Montgomery wants to stop is the best choice for us. We all need to vote David Northcutt.
Tell your friends. Vote David Northcutt for State Senate on July 17th.
If you're a small business owner, you probably know that the right hire can really make an impact on your business. You could post to job boards and hope that you'll find the right person for your job. But just think about it. How often do you check job boards? When you post your job on LinkedIn, it reaches 70% of the U.S. workforce. That's 70%. And unlike job boards, LinkedIn is a community that career-focused people visit every day to grow professionally and explore new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates based on their skills, recommendations, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours. And those insights are only available on the LinkedIn network. The result is that your post is matched to the best people for the job. It's probably why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. And right now, you can go to LinkedIn.com/WAVH to get a $50 credit towards your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/WAVH for your $50 credit. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, you're closer than you think.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
This is Chef Tawny Carter from the Prop and Gavel in Monroeville, and you're listening to The Sip and Chew.
Boy, she keeps talking about herself.
She did. I just like Tawny, I guess.
Blah, 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 blah. Anyway.
Yeah, that Monroeville.
Anyway. All right, folks.
Where the beautiful women reside.
According to one of our callers, or texters.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're going to bring up Christy Barber of the Cheese Cottage. Folks, if you've not seen the Cheese Cottage, and I must admit, I'm sorry, I haven't been there yet, but I drive by two or three times a day, and it's such a cool little place. And it's
You're such a drive-by diner?
Something like that. But it's such a cool place. You know what the coolest feature about it is? They've got an old Pure gas station sign out by the road. I think that is so cool. Anyway, good morning, Christy. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great. So what got into you? What tell us about the Cheese Cottage. Tell us everything you know.
Okay. Well, first thing I'd like to say is I think I might have been crazy. that's usually how I answer people when they say, "What? Why in the heck did you decide to open a little cheese shop in Mobile, Alabama?"
That's the way it starts.
I know. And so,
just embrace it.
Yeah, that's right. Embrace the craziness. So when I started work at Chevron in Pascagoula at the refinery there years and years and years ago, I'm not going to tell you how many years ago because that'll date me. I started my career with that company, and as you know, they're an international company, so that provided us the opportunity to move and work in a lot of different places. And as I moved away with my children and husband, we started to miss the things that we love Mobile for, things like crawfish boils or chili cook-offs or, you know, things that surround food as far as a social activity. So we naturally gravitated towards cheese and wine and, you know, charcuterie and the whole socialization aspect as we went around the world in all these different places. And my last assignment was in Houston, and matter of fact, it's a great foodie town. If you haven't been there lately, we lived in the center of town there in a place called The Heights, and it's up and coming, revitalization type vibe to it, and lots of great food and restaurants there. And as we started to point back to the northern Gulf Coast as going back home after retirement, and I think I just mentioned to you guys on break that I have two wonderful grandchildren that live in Theodore, I said, what does the Gulf Coast need but a tea shop? And yeah, and so as we started to narrow down locations, we looked from everywhere from D'Iberville all the way over to Pensacola for the right location, and the little Pure Oil gas station that you just mentioned on St. Louis Street ran across my desk, and my husband drove over from Houston, and he's a pessimist by nature. And he looked in the front window of this dilapidated old brick building that has this funky design. And he called me up and he said, this is it. And I went, what? Are you sure? Is this my husband? Because somebody has kidnapped him. And so then we started the discussion about what could we do with it? What would the concept look like? And jumped in feet first.
That's wow. Fantastic. And you've done just a tremendous job with the building. It's so cute and quaint, and yet it evokes the original, you know, the original building design and stuff. It's just it's a landmark on St. Louis Street. It's something that's different. You notice it every time you drive by. So congratulations on that. And of course, you need to talk about your cheeses, because you do some wonderful stuff with cheeses.
Yeah,
too.
The design, Robert Morin, the architect there in town, he's the one to attribute to the design there. He wanted to keep it as an homage to the old gas station. So that's he's a huge part of that. So regarding the cheese and what we do, so people have been confused, as well as I have, about our concept. So we're a fancy deli, is what I like to
tell people.
Yeah, so imagine walking into your neighborhood deli, and they have interesting meats and cheeses, a few sandwiches that they'll throw together for you, some salads. But then we have the extra part of our business, which are the cheese and charcuterie boards. And so we have over 108 cheeses, might be 9 now, in stock. I've sourced a lot of those from local and regional people. So I told you I came from a corporate background. The first thing I had to do is figure out how they make cheese. And so And so I know I'd like to eat it, but I didn't know a lot about the specifics and the science behind it.
Right.
And so we visited about 7, maybe 8 creameries and dairies locally and in the southeast region. And a lot of these dairies, they don't have a typical distributorship to you know, ship out their cheeses. So I developed those relationships, and now we carry a lot of those cheese. Now, it's seasonal. And based on when they're milking the animals and producing the cheese, but we have those direct relationships with about 5 of those 7 or 8 dairies.
Awesome. You know, I love that part, that they're seasonal.
Yeah.
And instead of, you know, having the things that you just don't eat normally out of season, I like the, to me, that's more purist and really, since I've been doing this show, we're in our 6th year now, Stu and I, and I've learned this myself, and even though I did it as a kid, didn't even know I was doing it as a kid, you know, eating things in season, because I used to go to the farmer's market, and Every time my parents took us to Farmer's Market, I said, oh, Lord, I ain't going to be able to do anything tonight because I'm going to be in front of the TV with a pan full of beans and peas shelling all night. So,
well, what I like.
You do that in season, you know. Yeah. But go ahead, David. I'm sorry.
I like the fact that you're providing an outlet for these little mom and pop cheese shops.
Absolutely.
That's really special because, you know, they're in there. Many of those farms are doing it for the love of the farm, and they may not be plugged in or astute in terms of the business side of stuff. And so with your connections, your background, and your willingness to take them on and provide that outlet for them, it helps them grow as well, and that's tremendous. And it introduces their products to people that wouldn't ordinarily have a chance to eat them.
Right, and Mike, you mentioned the seasonality of things. Nothing tastes better, whether it be homegrown tomatoes or fresh goat cheese, when it's actually in season. Goat cheese and blue cheese are two of the cheeses that I say to our customers, you either hate it or you love it.
Right.
And people that have tried goat cheese in the past that hated it had not truly tried goat cheese that was in season, because true goat cheese will not taste like the barnyard floor or the udder of a goat.
Yeah,
that's good to know.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It is different than cow's milk.
Yeah,
but it is not. It doesn't have to be that grassy, gamey, wild flavor that we've come so accustomed to, and it's all about the seasonality of it.
Yeah. Okay. Who let me ask you this question. There's going to be two of them. Without naming your supplier, what is your closest source of cheese?
The closest source of cheese is probably 2.5 hours from here.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And they are one of our sheep farms.
Oh.
There's very few of those in Alabama. Now, I will say there's one really close in Baldwin County that people come in all the time, and they're a beloved cheese producer.
Right.
And we're not able to carry theirs because they don't produce enough for our shop and theirs.
Right, right.
And so we're asked all the time about them, and they have a great cheese selection, a fun place to go, but they just don't have enough in production. And again, that's a lot of the issue with a lot of these small mom and pops and the seasonality of it. You know, by the time they produce 20 wheels and they sell out of their little farmstead or their farmer's markets in their little, hometowns, how much do they have to actually ship to me?
Absolutely. Yeah, I know at one time, I know who you're talking about, and they used to supply a lot of little specialty shops and restaurants, and I think they are, but you have to go pick it up yourself. They do not deliver. And I've known a lot of people make that trek over there to get it. And great stuff, just really good stuff. And I've had some of their muscadine. That's so unusual, muscadine cheeses. And they were phenomenal. Huh. They really were.
What are the your two, I guess, recommended seasonal cheeses that are available now?
Oh, my gosh. So we have one from Stone Hollow that's in Harpersville, Alabama, that's, I guess, east of Birmingham. It's one of the ones we visited. And they're a farmstead, and they have, like, I think it's 10 or 12 farms that they've partnered with around the area, as well as their own goat herd. And they produce the best goat cheese in the entire world. I would bank my cheesemonger license on it. They do a great job of marinated goat cheeses, and it's all attributed to their base cheese, and they'll infuse it with things like, you know, your traditional ones like fig and Herb de Provence and, ones that you would typically find. But they have some that are so unique. One's called Blackberry and Wine.
Oh, wow.
And it's seasonal blackberries off of their farm.
Oh, wow.
With their goat's milk, and they infuse it with that blackberry and Cabernet Sauvignon. And it is, it's like, the way I describe it to customers, it's like uncold ice cream. I mean, it's just beautiful and luscious. And I carry theirs, and theirs is probably my favorite. Now, my taste change by day. It depends on my mood and what I'm eating and what I'm drinking. So a lot of those things, people will come in, you know, what's the best cheese in the house? Well, if you're asking me, it's going to change from yesterday to today to tomorrow. But I'm a huge fan of that one. And what happens is I get it in by the case, and they just started milking again in April. Mm-hmm. And so I will not have it, let's say, between November and April when the goats are with kid. And when they start producing again, I buy it by the case, and I've sold out within a matter of hours after I get that stuff in.
Okay. All right. Well, we're coming up on a break. You going to hang on through with us so we can catch you on the other side? Okay. We're going
to
take a little break.
No, it's fantastic.
Got a few more questions for you, Christy, if you don't mind. And just hold on, okay?
Okay.
343-0106, folks, if you've got any questions for Christy.
Join the conversation.
Or you can text us like Taxman's been doing.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Business people want to stay in the loop of things when it comes to permits, deeds, bankruptcies, and which companies have purchased business licenses. That's why so many subscribe to the Mobile Record. If this public information is of interest to you, at the click of a mouse on a one-stop site, you should sign up today. To learn more about the Mobile Record and the services it offers, visit our website, themobilerecord.com, or email us at publicrecords@themobilerecord.com. If you're not subscribing, chances are your competition is.
My friends, it's Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape back in studio and talking about design. We all have this dream in our head of how our backyard will look when it's perfect for grilling and watching the game and the kids playing. Y'all are doing that every day.
Yeah, we've got a number of designers and a number of professionals taking whatever anyone's dream is, putting the right plant, right place, and implementing a design that's going to work for you.
You know what I love, too, is you share so much out there, and we can watch these kind of designs being built right here in our area on your social media platforms.
Yeah, that's right. I think you called them yard hacks.
Yeah.
We're just trying to put out content and show you what we're doing. So whether you want to do it yourself or you think you might need a professional, we're just trying to be your partner there.
All right. So we want to peek in on y'all's design work. Where do we find you?
You find us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, or you just find us online at sextonlandscapes.com.
All right. Sid Sexton, thanks for your time, and get you over to the house soon because I want to start cooking out.
Okay. We'll be there.
Sexton Lawn and Landscape. Check them out today.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, this is Marty Duncan from Food Network Star and MartyKnowsParties.com. And you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
I love Marty.
Marty's traveling the state now.
Yeah, that's good for her.
Her Alabama Cravings is her new cookbook, her new recipe book she's put together.
Yeah. She called me up one time. Can you go over to Page of Pal and take a picture of my book on display? So I did. Okay, we got Christy Barber of Cheese Cottage. in downtown Mobile, where I live. And it's such a great addition to our area down there. But
and Christy, Mike and I separately will be in to see you this week.
Got to.
Y'all don't hang out together? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I can't commit to his schedule that he can't commit to my schedule.
We live in the same neighborhood, but down the road.
I thought maybe you guys just didn't get along and I could get something going.
No, well, that's me and Stu.
You'll read that in the tabloids. But anyway, Christy, for those who want to know, what days are you open, what are your hours, and what's on your menu?
Okay, well, we're Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 8. And then the first full weekend of every month, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we do open on the Sunday for brunch. And that'll be coming up July the 8th. That'll be 10 to 3. And that's to coincide with Old Mobile Antiques estate sale that they do every full, the first full Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of every month.
So that's next weekend then.
Yes, it is, and they're also having their grand opening then, so it'll be a nice little corner of the world to come in and you know, check us out on St. Louis Street if you haven't been here. And then you asked about the menu, so any of our stuff is available for you to dine in or take to go, and we have sandwiches, salads. Our most popular sandwich is our pimento goat cheese and gouda sandwich with our house-made bacon onion jam.
Wow.
So we have five or six sandwiches on the menu, and then we have three staple salads, our burrata caprese. Burrata is the mozzarella fresh cheese that's filled with cream. And we top that with basil and, you know, your typical balsamic reduction and olive oil. But those are nice, refreshing, summer-type active menu items. And then we have cheese boards. And so I mentioned earlier, we have ones that include the meat and then some that are more seasonal and what we call farmstead-type cheeses. We have small ones that feed one to two people, and then we have really large ones that are up to six.
Wow.
We're starting something next week called BYOB, but it's Build Your Own Board.
Oh.
And you get to select from different varieties of cheeses. You can include the meat or not, select your local honey or jam, and just kind of build upon what you want. But what people don't realize a lot of times with our cheese boards is, you know, we have a great production with some, you know, local woodworker type boards that we present the boards and we tell you about what you're about to eat when you dine in. But a lot of people are ordering those to take home, and we package them up really nicely and they put them on their own boards and they have them before dinner or before they're entertaining. And they just take them home to go. And so that's been a pretty cool offering that I didn't expect to happen, but lots of people are starting to tap into that.
I bet they do for parties and stuff. You're probably going to be real busy at Christmas time.
Yeah, I would think so. And then the venue itself, so I have a lot of people asking, you know, because it is a cool old gas station with an outdoor pavilion covered area. And a lot of people ask about, do we do rentals? And we have closed on occasion during the weekday to accommodate some of that. But
yeah,
if anyone's interested, they can call me.
And awesome. You do have a nice wine list as well.
I do. I it's not a huge wine list. Like I say, I'm not a wine shop. I'm a cheese shop. But I do appreciate nice wine with nice cheese. Mm-hmm. And so my selection, I have probably 25, 28 varieties of wine, both red, white, and our summertime rosés. And so those have been chosen specifically for two reasons. How well do they go with the cheese that we're offering? And price point. So we're not trying to be very expensive and your typical maybe restaurant fare when it comes to pricing. So really good at great value.
So you said when you do your cheese platter, you describe what people are about to eat. Do you kind of do cheese classes or like a cheese sampling night or?
Yeah, so cheese tastings in general, we always have cheese tastings listed up on our blackboard when you come in. So anytime we're open 11 to 8, and you're interested in one, we feature 3 to 6 different cheeses a week. And our staff are trained to talk to you about what you should be tasting and give you a little nibble. And a tasting is just that. It's just a little nibble. So that's any time we're open. Right. But I'm just starting in July doing a Cheese 101 class.
Oh, wonderful.
And I put it out there last week for July the 11th and July the 24th, but they sold out in like 10 hours.
Oh, wow.
And so, I mean, what a great problem to have.
That's
so there's a huge
great problem
demand
to have, yeah.
for this, and I do see doing more in August and September and maybe even into October, but I would expect the focus to change less about, so Cheese 101 is going to be about the types and how they make it and how you use it, and then you'll get a sampling and a nice little wine to pair with it.
Awesome.
In August, we'll probably transition to more specifically about the wine and cheese pairing.
Mm-hmm.
And then in September, maybe we'll do, and I'm still trying to flesh this out, maybe we'll do more of a how to create the perfect cheese and charcuterie board to prepare for the entertaining season.
All right. So real quick, tell us how people get a hold of you and what are your social media outlets?
So we're on Facebook and Instagram, The Cheese Cottage. You can find us both on both of those. And then our phone number is 251-308-8488.
Mm-hmm.
We're located at 650 St. Louis Street. And again, 11 to 8 are our hours, Tuesday through Saturday, with that special exception of those Sundays, the first of every month.
Okay. Well, Christy, thank you for getting up so early this morning. I'm sure with grandkids, you they got you up kind of early anyway, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
All right, honey. We're going to let you go, and I'm going to try to get by there real soon, I guarantee you.
Please do.
I will see you.
I know Stu's
so
been
much.
There.
So, have a great fourth, okay?
Thank you. You too. Be careful out there.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks. We've got about a minute left. What you going to do for fourth? Did you say you're going to Grand Bay?
I'm going to do the Watermelon Festival, mm-hmm. at least during the day, and I'm leaning toward the Riverview Renaissance for the evening thing. Cause that way
okay.
I can
that's
just walk
cool.
over there instead of.
That's pretty cool.
I don't want to get
yeah.
driving.
Well, I got friends having a pool party that day, and then we're going to Hank Aaron Hank Stadium Aaron. That night and watch the fireworks show. And,
yeah.
And do it while we can. We only got one more year of that, and in Mobile after this year, and I hate to see them go, but Mobile doesn't support like they always do. So
it was a challenge, yeah.
Yeah, quite a challenge. But folks, be careful this 4th of July. Don't blow you any fingers off. Put your eyes out with the fireworks and get out there and support local. Be local, buy local. And David, what do we always say when we leave here?
Well, we always say provolone.
Uh-huh.
But the other one is pasta la vista.
Pasta la vista, baby.
I like that.
And then our new one is.
Get the blah.
There you go. Folks, have a good fourth.
I'm going to turn off his microphone.
Happy fourth, guys.